You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 24 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Great to be back here with you this week. I want to start out just by saying a huge thank you. We are once again going to break records with the podcast as far as number of listeners go. So thank you so much for all of you out there who continue to listen, who continue to like, who continue to review, and who continue to refer the podcast to others that you think will find this information valuable. So thank you so much. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great month. We've already broken the record for last month, and that's before this final podcast comes out. What will be Thanksgiving Day. So I want to just say thank you again to everyone. Wanted to highlight a review that came in from Emails 007. Says, I am challenged, encouraged, and ready to take action after listening to Dr. Darren Wilson. Every episode provides actionable steps toward becoming the best version of myself as a leader at work, in my home, and in all my relationships. If you are looking for authentic coaching, this is the podcast for you. So Emails 007, really appreciate that review. And just a reminder to you listeners that are out there, or for you who may be recommending this podcast to someone else, that in episode 25, so the next episode, I'm going to give away two free 45-minute coaching sessions, and looking forward to that and being able to do that. So all you have to do is go on and review and like the podcast, preferably on Apple iTunes. But if you can't do that, if it's on another platform, then please do, and just email me a screenshot of the review. And then I'll know that that you've done that, and then we'll put you in for the drawing as well. So just want to say thank you again to all of you who have reviewed it and who continue to listen and who continue to pass it on, because that's one thing that you can certainly do to help not only, you know, me in this podcast and the broad reach and range that we want to put out there for men and women out in the world, particularly men, but there are several, I know, women that listen to each week. But the best thing you can do is not only listen for yourself, but also refer to someone else. So just want to say thank you for that. Well, as I mentioned earlier, this podcast will come out on Thanksgiving Day. And while I know many of you will be with either friends and family, or for some this year, you won't be with the extended family that you normally are with because of COVID and everything that's kind of going on in the world around that. I know that you may or you may not listen to it actually on Thanksgiving Day, but I wanted to just really pause this week and say not only thank you to you, but also just talk a little bit about what I'm thankful for, and hopefully to encourage you to spend some time in reflection on what you're thankful for. You know, the year of 2020 has been a lot of things to a lot of different people. You know, certainly for some people, it's been one of the most challenging years you've ever had. For others, it's quite possibly been one of the best years you've ever had. You've been able to take some time and take some stock and look at what's important to you and what means the most to you. Maybe you had some time away from the office and you were at home and you found yourself facing a new reality of working from home and trying to navigate that, but you found out that you really liked it. And it's a new experience for you and something that has really gotten you excited, and you know, it's something that you're looking forward to as you move forward. For others of you, it's been a devastating year. For you know, some of you, you've lost jobs, and so you've had to refigure out what you want your new career to be or your new career path to be. You know, for some, it's been a year of family issues or family struggles, or maybe you've lost a loved one. So there's a lot of things I know that go around, the thought process when you think about year 2020. And so today I really just want to encourage you to spend some time this week or in the next couple weeks of talking to yourself or writing down or however you do it, just thinking to yourself what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, what do you appreciate the most that you have right now in your life. And it was interesting. I was working with a client last week, and he really struggles in this area of being grateful and just really showing gratitude and just being thankful for things each day, which, you know, for some people that's kind of shocking because I think it comes natural. And then for other people, it's probably like, yeah, I kind of have a tough time doing that too. It's just not something that I've been used to doing. I've not been challenged to do. I've just kind of, you know, I've grown up in a good home or a stable home in a place where things just kind of came natural. I didn't have to worry about food on the table. Didn't have to worry about where, you know, my clothes were going to come from or where, you know, my job was pretty easy. And so there's just been this this pattern throughout their lives of where they've just not had to be real thankful or have not taken the time to be real thankful. And so regardless of where you are on that end of the spectrum, whether it comes easier or whether it's a little more difficult, this week I would just challenge you to sit down and put some of those things down on paper. And with that, if you have a tough time in this area, I would encourage you to start just extremely small. And when I say about small, it may be something that's, you know, certainly small to you, but if you think about the world and you think about the world population, it could be something that is life-changing for the world. For instance, just having drinking water and clean drinking water that comes out of your tap is something to be thankful for, right? There are places in the world where they don't have clean drinking water. When you walk over to your light switch and you flip that light switch on, if you have electric, it's something you can be thankful for. If you can plug in a hairdryer in the morning because you want to dry your wet hair, that's something you can be thankful for. A washing machine, right? If you can wash your clothes without having to, you know, go outside and line dry them or wash them by hand, you can actually put them in a washing machine, push a button, wash your clothes, put them in a dryer, push a button, dry your clothes. And then even though some of us hate to fold clothes and put them away, that's one of those times where we can challenge ourselves and be thankful that we've got clean clothes and we've got a closet to put them in and we can fold them and put them away. So it can start extremely small, right? With the things that you just take for granted each and every day. For some of you, when you get in your car every morning and that car starts, that's something you can be thankful for because you have transportation. You have a way to get to and from work. Maybe you don't have a vehicle, but you can be thankful for public transportation, or you can be thankful for a bike, or you can be thankful for that you can walk, that you're able to walk and you're able to move and you're able to get back and forth to the places you need to go and need to be. So I just want you to take some time this week, write down what you're thankful for. And if you would, think about it in some different categories, because I think this is important too. Think about what you're thankful for at home, you know, with your home life. Think about what you're thankful for with your work or with your career. Think about what you're thankful for with your, you might even want to separate it out more with your kids. Think about what you're thankful for, whether it's with your service opportunities, your church opportunities, whatever those are. Just kind of break out and look at your life in a lot of different ways and really reflect on what you're thankful for. And like I said, for some of you, this will be a little more difficult than others. And so some of the things this week, as I was thinking and going into this weekend, you know, certainly that I'm thankful for, I'm certainly thankful for family, thankful that I've always had a supportive family. I've had a family that's encouraged me. It's encouraged me in my career. That's encouraged me in my faith. That's encouraged me in my marriage. You know, I'm thankful for my wife who encourages me each day in all that I do, really, and who is there to support me, whether I'm at my best self or whether I'm at my worst self. She's there to support me. I'm thankful for my kids. You know, my kids who tend to love me unconditionally. They love me in spite of me. I'm thankful that I can love them unconditionally in spite of what they may or may not do, that I have the ability to do that. You know, I've talked a lot about Willie on this podcast. I'm thankful for Willie. Willie's our Cavapoo, 2 years old. I mean, that guy's, smarter and smarter every day, but he also has a way of, you know, gaining your heart more and more every day too. And you talk about unconditional love. There's nothing more than the unconditional love that a guy like Willie shows back to you. So certainly thankful for him. Thankful for the house that we live in. You know, I talked throughout this podcast that we'd kind of went through that journey of selling our former townhome, and we've moved into a new house, and really thankful for it. It's a house that really fits us and fits our personality very well. And so that's certainly something that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for you listening to this podcast. This is one of those things that COVID really helped me just kind of step out of my comfort zone, or step out of, you know, kind of what I was being able to do with one-on-one coaching, and get a little broader and a little bigger platform in terms of launching this podcast. And if you've ever launched something new, you've ever tried something new, you always wonder, you know, is it just going to be your family that's going to listen? And certainly the response has been overwhelming. And I just, you know, want to say thank you for that again. But I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for the feedback that I've gotten from a lot of different listeners across not only the United States, but across the world. And really thankful for you, that you take the time each and every week to listen to this. It's been great to be able to develop some of those relationships, you know, via this podcast. I'm thankful for my coaching clients, the clients that I've been able to help throughout this time. There's been, you know, a lot of different emotions that have come up around COVID, that have come up around the uncertainty of what the world is going to look like and what the world continues to look like around this time of the year, what it looked like around the election and what that looked like. But I'm thankful for the clients that I've been able to work with and to see their growth each and every week. It's really been phenomenal to see how they've been able to grow and how they've been able to reach new milestones and reach new heights in terms of their own personal growth. And so certainly thankful for them. You know, I'm thankful for all of the people that I've been able to work with throughout my career and who have worked for me throughout my career. It's been extremely gratifying to see that, and to see how that area has grown and continues to grow. And so certainly thankful for those folks as well. You know, really thankful for also when you just break it down to some other things that kind of seem frivolous at times, but you know, I'm thankful for phones and for communication and for being able to, you know, FaceTime now, to be able to FaceTime with my kids and to be able to reach them and to continue to connect with them. They live about 4 hours away from me, so I'm either on the road seeing them or I'm trying to connect with them one-on-one via FaceTime. And so I'm really thankful for that, to be able to have that connection, to be able to see them and to be able to to talk and to be able to do the things with them that otherwise I wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have the types of, you know, of technology that we have today. You know, all of the little things that we just sometimes take for granted. I'm thankful for black coffee. You know, there are a lot of people out there that love cream in their coffee, and they love, you know, this pumpkin spice coffee, and they love all these different flavors. That's not me. It gets way too sweet for me. I like just plain black coffee, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for coffee in the morning when you can just sit and enjoy the morning time, enjoy a quiet time, enjoy just some peace with some good coffee. So, you know, those are some of the things that really, you know, are pretty simplistic, but that I'm extremely thankful for and grateful for at this juncture. And I just celebrated a birthday last week, and you know, anytime you hit another milestone, you hit another year, you know, it's a good time to reflect and look at all of the things that you feel like you may have accomplished that year, or the things that you feel like you've fallen a little short on. And I think with this being the week of Thanksgiving, and then, you know, just finishing the birthday and all of those things, it just really gives me some time to be thankful, to be grateful, and to just really appreciate all of those people in my life and all those blessings in my life that I have each and every day. And to be able to share those with you is just really, really special. And so with that, I just want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Wherever you are across the world, I want you to, you know, enjoy yourself, have some good food, have some good fellowship. And even if this year the fellowship has to be a little different, if it has to be on Zoom or if it has to be on FaceTime, embrace that. It's okay. You know, let go of the feeling and the thought that you have to be there in person. Appreciate the fact that that loved one is still on the other side of the phone, still on the other side of the computer, and don't beat yourself up if you couldn't travel, or if you couldn't be there, if you just felt like the best thing for you was to, and the best thing for them, it was to kind of hunker down and stay safe within the confines of your own home. But you can still enjoy the day, enjoy the moment, and still be with them, even though it's in a different medium than what it normally would be, where you're not face to face. So again, hope everyone has a super week. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com, or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson, or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening, and have a great week.